This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Never gotta look what's going on. Stop.
Were you in favor of him being fired?
It's been reported in the media that I was adamantly opposed to that. I don't want to talk about private conversations, but the media's reported I was adamantly opposed to.
And so in this case, the media's right.
I am a big believer in this city that it's a city of institutions, not individuals. And I think you have to look at it as institutions. The FBI is an institution.
It's been reported that Jared Kushner was in favor of firing James Comey. Is that correct?
You're going to have to find that out either through the media or through the investigation. I don't know.
It is also true, many say, and you're a smart guy, that if James Comey had not been fired, we would not have the Mueller investigation. True?
I don't think there's any doubt that if James Comey had not been fired, we would not have a special counsel. Yes.
So we would not have the Mueller investigation.
Would not have the Mueller investigation in the breadth that clearly Mr. Mueller is going.
Do you believe?
Because I think it's a very directional. I think directionally it's a very different.
Do you believe Mr. Mueller should be fired?
No, I do not.
Has there been discussions in the White House about firing him?
I would not tell you about discussions in the White House, but I would tell you nothing I ever heard like that.
Someone said to me that you described the firing of James Comey, you're a student of history, as the biggest mistake in political history.
That would be probably be too bombastic even for me, but maybe modern political history.
So, the firing of James Comey was the biggest mistake in modern political history.
If you're saying that that's associated with me, then I'll leave it at that.
Kind of says it all right there, doesn't it? Bannon is quite an interesting character, and to hear him talk directly gives you some better insight as opposed to the interpretation of the media here, Scott. You know, we've been hearing so much from the media. In fact, I remember the first time that I heard Bannon's voice, and I thought, wow, okay, that's the way he sounds, almost like Jared Kushner. You never hear from his voice. Bannon says, look, he's going to come out, and he's still still supporting the president. He's going to watch his flank and, be there for him. So he is, very passionate, knowledgeable individual. I think one that the media underrated, as they have done about anything that has to do with Trump. But that's all part of the Trump hysteria that has taken place. But meanwhile, go figure what this guy's done. He's helped, create. I don't know if creating is the best word, but he's helped facilitate, something like 1 million jobs. Look what the economy is doing, even in spite of, the things that have been happening by way of natural disasters, a 3% GDP, and this within his first year. And in the face of all the resistance of the Democratic Party and those that do not want Trump to succeed, and all this this anti-Trump hysteria, which I believe that Main Street America and most of the voters are saying, hey, look at enough. Even if you don't care for Trump, it's like, look at, this is what we're paying for. These are our tax dollars at work. Don't we want to get something out of this that is of some benefit? You know, whether it's economic restoration or other things. Even when he's trying to right the wrongs of the previous administration, the perception of the mainstream media is very anti-Trump, very anti-American, I would say, to make Trump as, some sort of, radical ideologue. To the point that, you've got, a teacher lashing out at a student who comes to class with a MAGA shirt, Make America Great Again shirt, and likens it to the swastika, says swastikas are not allowed on this campus. Oh, my goodness, come on, And then you got Rahm Emanuel making a statement that Donald Trump is not welcome in Chicago because of DACA. Rahm, it was your party. It was your guy that you supported who created all this confusion because he wanted to ignore the law. Thank you very much. Don't forget, 5 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Got a real treat for you this morning right off the bat. Ever since I saw the Admiral's speech to the University of Texas, of which he's an alum, which had to be a thrill, you know, to ever come back to his college and to be able to speak and offer and present such an incredible commencement address, had it been a real treat for him. And of course, we were further blessed because we got to see it on YouTube. And not only that, he has released a book based on that incredible speech that millions of people, some have estimated as many as 25 million people, have seen this video. A video and an address that he talked about, particularly for this class of 2014, that would give them an opportunity, a mindset, an understanding that they could change the lives of billions of people. Quite astounding when you think about these numbers. Admiral William McRaven joins us, U.S. Navy retired, served with great distinction in the Navy in his 37 years as a Navy SEAL. He commanded at every level as a four-star admiral. His final assignment was as commander of all U.S. Special Operation Forces. He's now chancellor of that same university, the University of Texas System. Admiral, first of all, welcome to Bill Martinez Live, and we cannot thank you enough for the service and how you served our country.
Well, thanks, Bill. It's great to be here today.
Well, before we get into your book, I want to talk about some timely issues. It was reported that remains were found in the USS McCain. I know you, along with the rest of America, prays heartily and grieves for those families that are having to deal with the loss of loved ones as a result of this collision.
Yeah, Bill. I mean, obviously, loss of life is never ever an easy thing, and my heart goes out to all those family and friends that lost some great sailors on the McCain, and obviously we've had a number of other accidents with the Navy in the last couple of months. It's been a tough road, but I know the Navy leadership. I know that they will work hard to find out what's causing these problems and why we continue to have these very very serious accidents, and they will get to the bottom of it very quickly.
Exactly. Well, I want to talk about your book. It started in 2014 with this commencement address. When I first heard the address, I thought, wow, what an inspiration. And certainly you had the background. It's probably one of those things when somebody asks, how long did it take you to write that that commencement speech? Is probably one of those things that comes back with 3 hours in a lifetime or something, perhaps, right?
Well, the story behind the speech is I was actually writing another speech all the way up until about Wednesday of the week that I was supposed to give the commencement. And frankly, I just couldn't make it work. I had this whole theme laid out, and I'd been kind of toying with the speech over a couple of weeks, and I get to Wednesday before the commencement, and I can't make it work. And my wife, God bless her, we've been married for 39 years now, but at the time she says, well, why don't you write about something you know? Mm. And I didn't know how, 8,000 college students would take a message from a military man talking about SEAL training. But it is what I knew. So in the last couple of days, in fact, I was writing the speech all the way up until about an hour before I gave it. You're right. I put it together pretty quickly, but having said that, the lessons were in my mind, and it was just a matter of putting them on the paper.
Well, we can all be very grateful to your wife for the encouragement and insight she had to direct you accordingly, because as you talked about these world changers, these catalysts that were about to be released in 2014, that they could actually go out and change the world and make an incredible difference. And, we've got some early indication of these changes that are already taking place just based on the amount of people that have been interested in viewing your speech and now buying your book.
Yeah, and I've been, really, really pleased, obviously, with the response both of the speech and the book. And I will tell you, I'm flattered and I'm honored every single day. I get an email or a letter or a phone call or someone stops me every single day to say, I make my book, or I don't back down from the sharks, or, I'm going to start singing when I'm up to my neck in mud. And right. So to have those words, resonate to people, particularly during difficult times, is really, I mean, I feel truly, honored and flattered that people would think that the words were, important to them. And clearly they have been. So it's been a good thing.
Well, going through Bud's training, as you went through, we're going to rewind many years here. And what you had to endure, being a former Marine, I can tell you, Admiral, when we first landed at the tarmac at MCRD in San Diego, there on the parade deck, in those yellow footprints, there were 87 of us starting on day one. 12 weeks later of that original 87, only 23 made it through the 12-week cycle. And that was the Marine Corps. Navy SEALs, a whole nother enchilada altogether, but they take you in much the same way to the end of yourself, to where you can find out really, truly what character lies within you.
Well, for Semper Fi, Bill, and thanks for your service. And I think, having spent a lot of time with the Marines and Army Rangers and Army Green Berets and Air Force Special Tactics folk, I think, all of the very, very difficult, rigorous military training will take any new candidate, any new recruit, any young, SEAL aspirant, and test them to the very limits, and then push them beyond that. And I think that's the important thing about training, is it teaches you not only where your boundaries are, but how you can go beyond those boundaries. And so in the speech and in the book, what I tried to lay out was, one, we're all probably capable of doing more than we think we are. When times are really tough, I have seen people that you never expected dig down deep and become inspirational. When I've seen young kids that are 18, 19 years old who have lost limbs in combat, and instead of whining about it, they accept the fact that now they're going to have prosthetics and go through the rest of their life. They don't whine, they step up, and they just move on. I mean, these are incredibly inspirational people, and I think military training in particular, but life can do this for you as well. But certainly, again, the lessons that I brought out in the speech and the lessons that I bring out in the book were from my 6 months of basic SEAL training.
Well, what I have found, Admiral, and I think what you suggested in your book and also in your speech, is that whether or not we've gone through the entire cycle of Bud's training, and Bud's training at 6 months, the Marine Corps was 12 weeks, half of that time, there's a lot of readiness, and as you say, a lot of potential yet to be tapped in. And we can find, you know, a lot of encouragement and inspiration, you know, from these training rigors that some of us have been blessed to go through. When we come back, we're going to break down the book a little bit more, remind everybody of your powerful words and what you shared at the University of Texas on that special night. Make Your Bed from Admiral McRaven after this.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with the America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, conversation with Admiral William McRaven, U.S. Navy retired, who served with great distinction in the Navy, continues. We're talking about his book that has been resounding, has gone viral back in 2014, his commencement speech at the University of Texas. make your bed, little things can change your life and maybe the world. Admiral, before we get into number one in terms of making your bed, and the number one message of chapter one, start your day with a task completed, I want to fast forward just to chapter two very quickly to remind everybody. In May, we remembered what SEAL Team 6, what your command was responsible for in the taking out of Osama bin Laden. And you were quick to remind everybody that it wasn't about you. It wasn't about Rob O'Neill or SEAL Team 6 specifically. It was the team that made it all happen.
Yeah, I tell you, Bill, it was even more than that. It was the hundreds of thousands of soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, civilians that were part of Iraq and Afghanistan and the effort really to go after not only Al-Qaeda, but the Taliban and Al-Qaeda in Iraq. You know, we just happened to be fortunate enough to be the guys that got the mission. But at the end of the day, this was about, you know, justice for the American people and for all of those nations and people that were lost in the towers and in the Pentagon and in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Well, Admiral, the president made it clear last night that Afghanistan was going to be a different story, a different strategy. What did you make of that?
Well, what I can tell you is I absolutely trust Secretary Jim Mattis, who is an old and dear friend, along with H.R. McMaster and John Kelly. So I know the president is getting the very best advice, along with General Joe Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and General Mick Nicholson, who is out in Afghanistan. There are probably, you know, no other group of warriors and officers in the military that have as much experience as those gentlemen I just listed. So I know the president is getting the very best advice, and I take that at face value, that if this is what General Nicholson and General Dunford and Secretary Mattis think is the right thing to do, then we ought to get behind it.
Well, Admiral, to your book, Chapter 1, you really caught people's attention when you started out with your first statement that, you needed to complete the task at hand each day and make your bed. Something so simple, but this was something that you learned right off the bat in BUDS training for being a Navy SEAL.
Well, and of course, it came as a bit of surprise to me as well. I mean, here we had come to SEAL training in hopes of being, you know, hardened warriors, SEAL warriors. And the first thing we do every morning is we had to have our room inspected, our uniform inspected, and our bed inspected. And the instructors took paid particular attention to our bed. And the bed had to be made exactly right. And to your point, there were two points the instructors were trying to make, which is, look, it's a simple task. If you do it every day, it encourages you to do another task and another, and then by the end of the day, you will have accomplished a lot. And, of course, the other part of this is, you know, do the little things right. Making your bed is not hard, but the instructors wanted to ensure you did it exactly according to standards. The pillow had to be right at the center of the top of the bed. You had to have your blanket folded perfectly. You had to have the hospital corners at 45 degrees. And their point was, if you can't do the little things right, how are you ever going to run a complex SEAL mission? So make it be the first task of the day or any task to get you going so that you do more tasks. And then if you're going to do the little things, do them right.
Well, with today's cultural environment being what it is today, Chapter 1 is a good read to start off, I would think, for many millennials. And I like what you said about the millennials, your confidence level coming up. You know, we hear so much about the greatest generation, my father of which, served with General Patton in the Battle of the Bulge in the European theater. And we remember those and those veterans that we're losing on a daily basis. But I liked your words of encouragement about the millennials. You work with them every day, and you see a bright future for America.
Absolutely. I'm a big fan of the millennials, and obviously I first encountered them in my time in the military, and these are young men and women that came in committed to the values of the military. And I told folks, I said, that, you know, they're going to make their parents and their grandparents very, very proud for the work they've done. As I've come here to the University of Texas, you know, I think it surprises people, but I see the same level of dedication. I see young men and women come to school. They want to be great doctors. They want to be great lawyers. They want to be great writers. They want to be great poets. They have a very entrepreneurial spirit. Do they question things? You bet they do.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
I'm not sure there's anything wrong with that. I mean, we want them to come to school to have this sense of discovery. We want them to debate. We want them to dissent, but do so in a peaceful fashion.
Right.
And I see this every day. So I'm a real fan of the millennials.
Well, I appreciate the perspective. It's needed right now because we hear some antithetical commentary, and I appreciate you setting the record straight on that. Chapter 2, we touched on this. You can't go it alone. 3, only the size of your heart matters. Chapter 4, life's not fair. Drive on. And that seems to be something that we especially need to be reminded of today.
Yeah, and this was, again, a great lesson from SEAL training. We referred to it as the sugar cookie. And a sugar
yes.
cookie was when you were kind of fully dressed in your utilities. If an instructor just didn't like your looks or didn't like something you did, they could arbitrarily just tell you, hey, go hit the surf. So you had to go jump in the ocean. You got soaking wet, and then you rolled around in the sand till you were covered kind of head to toe with sand. And then sometimes they'd have you pour sand down your blouse and your pants. So you had sand everywhere. And the lesson from this was, yeah, it wasn't because you'd failed an event. It wasn't because of anything specific. It was just to some degree at the whim of the instructor. And their point was, hey, look, you may have done everything right, and you're still a sugar cookie. Get over it. Life's
yes.
not fair. You just have to suck it up and move on. And you have to do that a lot in SEAL training, and you have to do that a lot in life. And I think if people recognize that sometimes even your best efforts are not rewarded, there's no point in wallowing in self-pity. Just, you know, pull yourself up and move forward.
And the perfect follow-up in Chapter 5, you remind everybody, failure can make you stronger. 6, you must dare greatly. 7, I think, comes from that lesson I often talk about in the sandbox of life when you're in preschool or kindergarten, and that is you have to stand up to the bullies, right?
You have to. And this is, you know, we've all encountered bullies in our life. I don't care whether they're in the schoolyard, in the workplace, or the bullies that I had to deal with around the world, the dictators that we had to address. You're going to encounter bullies. And if you back down every time you encounter a bully, you're probably never going to get from point A to point B. The analogy of the swim with the sharks.
Yes.
The sharks in the analogy are the bullies. And you can't complete the swim unless you face down the sharks. And unfortunately, there are sharks everywhere in life. So stand up, you know, and go toe-to-toe with the bullies, and you will feel better about yourself, and the people around you will be better off as a result of it.
Well, Admiral, Chapter 8, we talk about, I say we, you, right, about rising to the occasion. Chapter 9, give people hope. Add to people's day. I was especially encouraged by that chapter. And Chapter 10, as we wrap things up here, never, ever quit.
Well, if there's one lesson that comes out of SEAL training, and I would tell you Marine Corps training and Ranger training and all the other tough trainings that are out there, any sort of military training, is, look, you just don't quit. It is sometimes easier to quit. You know, when things are against you, you just want to kind of give up, but don't quit. And you find if you don't quit, life is actually going to be easier in the long run, because you know, we're all going to fail, and that's going to happen occasionally. But don't quit. Don't ever ring that bell, and you'll be better for it.
Well, Admiral, we thank you very much for your service, for all that you're bringing to the conversation. Thank your wife again for the inspiration of Make Your Bed, little things that can change your life and maybe the world. The book is available at all the usual places. It'll be linked on our website, including that memorable commencement speech that you gave back in 2014. Admiral, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you, Bill.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance.
Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The country, on your smartphone, and around the world. You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, just the way you like me, America. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, coming at you in over 280 markets across this country, around the world via shortwave. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Daria Little joins us. Her book, From Islam to Christ, One Woman's Path Through the Riddles of God, is what we're going to be talking about. She was born in Turkey, raised Muslim. Daria Little was taught what to think about Allah, Muhammad, the Quran, men, women, everything else. But as she grew older, she immersed herself in reading about Islam, coming to the conclusion that it was a worldview based on fear and submission. And it was this understanding that paved the way to the abhorrent treatment of women in Islamic countries. Then, with the belief that all religions, including Islam, evolved into a means to control the masses, she made a risky decision following her parents' divorce. She rejected her family's Islamic faith and became an atheist. Daria Little, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Very well. Thank you, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you. Daria, for you as a young girl, I mean, you're raised raised a Muslim. I mean, there's no, you know, turning to the left, turning to the right. This is just the way it is. The rest of the young girls that you associated with all were taught the same thing. There's no deviation. But yet you went deeper. You studied Islam, and you were looking in and asking some formative questions that I'm sure the answers were probably, don't worry, just follow everybody else, right?
Yes, but at the same time, I was blessed to grow up in Turkey because it's a little more Islam-like, what's not. Mm-hmm. And we have a little more access to other literature than people in other Middle Eastern countries wouldn't be able to.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely there was no leeway. There was no other worldview I was exposed to other than Islam. But when the time came for me to look into it, I was able to buy pirated copies of the books I wanted. And there was some literature available despite.
Mm-hmm. How did you know what other books to look to, Darian?
Honestly, my first place to go was Quran, because I wanted to read it in Turkish, because we were never taught to read it in Turkish. It's not like the scriptures. So when you read it, it's a little kind of a mishmash of things. It's not very consistent. It's not a storyline. But there were a lot of verses that really bothered me. And then I had a friend whose parents were atheists.
Mm-hmm.
And they introduced me to this former Islamic scholar, Turan Dursun, who was killed in Turkey back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I started reading his books. He knew a lot about the Quran, the Hadith, because he was studying to become a high-ranking Muslim mm-hmm. teacher, you know.
Uh-huh.
So that's how I started reading through his books. I learned a lot about Islam itself.
So here was a scholar who was conflicted with the values and teachings of the Quran, and he had gone through it. So you were going on a similar path. So it only makes sense that you would read his materials and kind of, see how they lined up with what you were sensing, your beliefs at that time, right?
Yes. After my parents' divorce, I started to doubt if other things that they told me were true or they were lies. It kind of turned my whole world upside down. They didn't love me anymore. What else? You know, I lost my trust. And also I felt like when I prayed to Allah, I didn't feel like there was anybody responding. And the more fervently I prayed and read the Quran, it's like the darkness got more overpowering in a way. Instead of feeling consolation, I felt this the suppression in a way. So those were the two things that made me start reading about question, because you're not allowed to question or doubt. Like, those are big sins, because it's akin to losing one's faith, even just questioning. So you're never encouraged to question or doubt. You're just supposed to follow what you're taught.
So your mother and father go through a divorce, and actually you go through the divorce, because that's what happens. I mean, the whole family experiences the divorce. It's not just the mom and dad, which in the Muslim faith, what does divorce look like?
It's interesting, because a woman cannot divorce men. Only men can divorce women. And in the proper Sharia law, all they need to say is be divorced. That's it, and they're divorced. And the woman is cast aside, because now she's secondhand material, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So in a proper Sharia law, it's very man friendly,
mm-hmm.
but it's very against women. But in Turkey, it's different, because after the World War I, the country secularized a lot,
mm-hmm.
and we adopted a lot of the divorce and marriage laws of the West. So there's no polygamy, for instance, in Turkish, even though it's legal in most Muslim countries. There is divorce. It's not no-fault divorce like it's in America, but my mother was able to file divorce on the basis of
abandonment adult. Or something, or adult. Okay, adult.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Right.
So because my father has been cheating on her for years by then, and he basically wanted to have another wife, you know, on the side. But my mother didn't want that. So that's how it looks like. But socially, if you're divorced, you're still like looked down upon. My mother was very depressed because of that, because she didn't have a husband to look after or protect her. I mean, so it's not like it is in the States. So she was really depressed, and she stayed at home. She didn't want to go outside or travel. It's nothing like it is here, but it's much more liberal than other Muslim countries.
Exactly. So she did, but nonetheless, I mean, you're used to having the covering of a husband and all that that represents in the society, and now you're cast off and you're considered less than.
Yes, exactly. And that's one of the reasons many abused women in Turkey, they stay in the marriage because they have nowhere else to go.
Wow. So here your mom is left in this state. Your father moves on, and your whole foundation is turned upside down. And after turning to the Quran, you instinctively understand there is some spiritual aspect to this, and you seek your God that you know to be your God up to this age. And it's, as you say, you just get more and more into a darker space that loses meaning, and you eventually just say, okay, well, there is no God. I'm just going to be an atheist.
Yes, because first of all, I couldn't follow Muhammad. That was my first decision, because the more I read about, the more I read about his life, the more I realized this is not a man I want to emulate. How could I, especially as a woman?
Emulate or follow or be subjected to or submissive to?
Yes, I mean, because Muhammad is seen as the ideal man, right? So we have to do everything he did. And so we need to emulate him. But as a woman, I couldn't even emulate him because, you know, I'm not a man. But still, he's portrayed as this merciful, just person, which when you read the actual accounts, the actual hadith, you see that that is not the case. If you look through a critical lens, this man is completely different than what we were taught.
How would you, we got about 30 seconds, we're going to go break and then we're going to come back. Give me a rough analysis and character assessment of Muhammad as you came to understand him.
He was another power-hungry man who enjoyed getting followers and getting more wealth and getting more women. At the end of the day, that's who he was.
Well, that sums it up pretty clearly, and of course, that led to your next decision, which we'll talk about when we come back. Daria Little is our guest to her book, From Islam to Christ, One Woman's Path Through the Riddles of God. Stay with us. We've got more coming up from Daria after this.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
For more information and the interviews you love, go to BillMartinezLive.com.
Welcome back, America. 14 before the top of the hour. Conversation with Daria Little continues. Her book, From Islam to Christ, One Woman's Path Through the Riddles of God. Daria has a PhD in politics from Durham University in England. Her articles on foreign affairs have appeared in academic journals and the Catholic World Report. Daria, as we were talking before we went to the break, you studied after the divorce of your mother and your father. You really got into the Quran. You studied it in your language, your native language, as you were raised in Turkey, and discovered that Muhammad was not all that he cracked out to be, was not the one that you wanted to follow. And along the way, you lost faith with faith, in a sense, and decided, well, being an atheist might be the better path, because it would appear, and I've got to tell you, I relate to your story, because when I went on my search and lost a sense of God and who God was, I started looking at all these different religions, and I concluded, like you, that they seemed to be so man-made and man-influenced. It was about control than it was about freedom.
No, true, because along with Islam, Christianity went away too, because as far as I was concerned, all these gods were the same. Of course, in Islam, that's what you're taught. You know, Moses was sent by Allah. Jews corrupted his teachings, and Jesus was sent, and Christians corrupted his teachings, and they changed the Bible, then Allah said Muhammad. So, first, that's what I was taught growing up. And then on top of that, what kind of God is this? Because through the fog of man, you don't see who Christ is really, you know, for a long time. So out went all the religions, and I became an atheist. And I'd say I was a staunch atheist by the age of 13. And I stayed that way until I converted when I was 22.
So what made the difference for you? I mean, for almost 10 years, you're a devout atheist, an apologist, I guess you could say, for atheism. But something happened to you that brought you to the cross. What was that?
So I was living in a city of 5 million in Ankara, and God decided to send a missionary on my way. Mm-hmm. And since, as you say, I was a I was a atheist who wanted to spread my own faith, I wanted to save this poor woman from the slavery of religion. So, and little did I know, she was a convert herself. She grew up in an unbelieving house, and she became a Christian. She went to a good prominent university in America, but she gave all that up to come and preach the gospel in Turkey. And of course, I'm eternally grateful for that decision. But that at the time when I met her, I felt so bad that she still believed in fairy tales,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, God.
Yes.
So for 3 years, we talked about God, Christ, we read the Bible. I mean, it was amazing. I tutored her Turkish, so this is how we met mm-hmm. and talked every week twice. So it was really helpful to me financially, but at the same time, I always wanted to go back to prove her wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I never could, because science cannot prove or disprove God's existence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's beyond its its call. So at the end of 3 years, she portrayed a God for me that was very different from Allah.
Mm-hmm.
The God she was talking about was rational, loving, and pure, which those three things were really foreign to my understanding. It took a long time for me to get the concept in my head. And even then, I didn't understand why I would need Christ's sacrifice, because the concept of sin and free will, they are very different in Islam.
Mm-hmm.
I was never exposed to the Christian understanding until this woman told me over and over and over again, you know, thick-headed. So it took a long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, but it's that thick-headedness that saved your soul, Daria. And it's funny you should say that, because that was my thought, that here you are, this strong-willed little girl who asked questions in the face of an environment that said questions were not allowed. And even when your parents divorced, you decided to take your own exit and your own journey and move away from the Muslim religion and faith altogether and become an atheist. Now, because of this missionary, you start looking and believing in God and Jesus Christ. Was it any one thing, or was just a compilation of the 3 year experience and conversation with this missionary, Daria, that changed your heart?
My heart didn't change. It takes a long time. I mean, also you need to remember, I've been living as an atheist for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I experimented with alcohol, drugs. I had a decadent social life, and I had a boyfriend that I lived with. It was I was living a very sinful life. So
mm-hmm.
also that made me very resistant to the gospel, because you know, conversion means also you need to convert your life and change.
Exactly.
So once it sunk in intellectually, I didn't quite get the sin part yet.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was like, okay, even if this God exists, why is there so much evil in the world?
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're all powerful, why do you let these things happen? And by this time, I was going to a very good university in Turkey. And we had another American who was a Buddhist. He was teaching us advanced English, and he assigned us this chapter from Brother Karamazov, written by Dostoevsky.
Mm-hmm.
This chapter is titled Grand Inquisitor, and it talks about Christ's temptation in the desert. And so basically this kind of fallen away cardinal
mm-hmm.
tells Christ that he should have taken the power that Satan offered and made men worship him, because men do not understand free will. God wanted us to love him with our will freely, but we don't understand him. We don't want his love. All we want is wealth and security and bread. So it was really that chapter. It was an old translation. It was so hard to read in English. English is my second language. It was so hard. But when I understood it, it just finally dawned on me that there's so much evil in the world, not because of God, because of us, because we are sinners.
Yes.
That was the first time I understood the cost of free will. My sins affected so many others. My parents' sins affected me. So it's like, it's just this, you know, global scale of sin that makes the world a you know, sometimes terrible place to live.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when it went to my heart. And but then I couldn't still take the last step because I'm thinking, I'm going to lose all my good atheist friends. I'm going to lose my fiancé.
Yeah, your boyfriend, everything, yes.
Yes, so I couldn't take that last step, and I was in line to go get a good job in the Turkish government. But you can't do that as a Christian. You're like a traitor if you convert. So
mm-hmm.
So I just still couldn't make that final decision.
Go ahead.
And finally, Holy Spirit is a lot more patient
mm-hmm.
and stubborn than I am. Mm-hmm. So I am in this agony, couldn't make the decision. I'm going to my class early in the morning one day, and I have this vision of a little girl sitting on the ground outside, beautiful landscape. She's playing with these little toys in her lap. And these two hands come from the sky. You can't see the owner of the hands because you can tell that he's just, you know, beyond imagination, beyond
right.
your vision.
Mm-hmm.
And he's handing down this beautifully wrapped gift to this little girl. And this gift, you don't know what's inside, but it's glowing. You know, it's anything beyond your imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And this girl finally sees this gift, looks up to the owner of the hands and says, "No, thank you. I have these little things to play with." But her toys are measly. You can't even see them.
Mm.
And she's rejecting this gift.
Like, the grand toy. Yeah, right.
Yes. And I'm like, are you stupid? How could you even say no to this?
Yeah.
And then I realized that's what I've been doing, thinking about friends and boyfriend and jobs. I mean, compared to the gift of grace and eternal life, anything I have on this earth is nothing.
Yeah,
so finally,
and meaning to your very life.
Yes. Exactly,
yes.
Exactly. Because, I mean, I was an atheist. I had, you know, I had a relatively good life, but deep inside, I'm unhappy. Because, you know what, in 50 years, I'm going to die and turn into dust. Like, it's eventually an hopeless worldview.
Mm.
But thank heavens, you know, finally I saw that I was rejecting that gift. And the following that, I became a Christian.
Yeah. Well, from Islam to Christ, one woman's path through the riddles of God. Daria, you and I could be talking for hours. Your story is incredibly fascinating. For about the last minute and a half, I'm going to let you summarize your journey. So you make the decision to choose Christ, and then you make another decision to choose Catholicism. Walk our audience, say, here in this last minute that we're together. I know this is kind of tough. I need to have you back so we can further our conversation. I find it to be quite fascinating. So, but what happened? So from Christianity, you take the step to Catholicism.
Basically, a very good friend of mine became a Catholic, and I was appalled. How could he such betrayal?
Mm.
So I set out to prove him wrong, but in the end, I realized that the problems I had with the Protestant theology, like only Bible, only faith, and the lack of an authority and magisterium, were all solved in the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
So while I was trying to prove him wrong, here I was again, was proven wrong myself, and then I joined, was confirmed into the Catholic Church 2 years later.
Well, your book is incredible. It gives us a perspective into...
is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Did you know...